struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update. We got Cooper on the line.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper in the house. Mark Curry, what's up, brother?
That was it. Oh, do you remember who the actor was? What was his name again?
Mark Curry. Was that him?
Mark Curry is Steph Curry's dad. I believe. Is it? Or is it? Maybe you're right.
It's something Curry.
No, Del Curry is Steph Curry's dad.
Yeah, Del Curry is
Del
Steph
Curry.
Curry.
Yeah, and then, is it Mark Curry?
It is Mark Curry, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper, you're the one that's...
Which
actor are you named after? The character. Mr. Cooper? Steph Curry's mom.
Oh, she's a name,
She would get it.
Yeah, you.
Holy smokes, bro. And I see Del Curry. You know, apparently he went cheat on her.
Yeah, they're no longer together.
She out of your league. You don't cheat on her. It goes the other way around.
Yeah.
The reason Steph Curry's so good looking because his mom.
The mom all right there. Yes.
But, you know, dad gave him the genetics, so he made millions. Bro, that guy got lucky.
He did.
He got his mom's looks.
And his dad's skills.
Athletic ability and physical build.
Bruh.
Gosh damn it.
I need to make better kids.
I'm short and stubby. I just talk a lot.
And what is our kids going to do then?
Oh, sorry, baby kid.
Yeah, sorry. You know,
that's what I had to work with.
The future's not too bright for you.
The future's just kind of dimly lit.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, well, Cooper, speaking of dimly lit, tell us about your date. What happened?
It was a dimly lit date. That was a weird way to say that. Yeah, we met there. Some friends set us up. We met up and had dinner downtown. We had some drinks at my favorite bar. We had a pretty brightly lit time, a real lit time. So I invited her over. I was like, under the pretense of, like, you can meet my dog, Kona. Her favorite dog is a Siberian Husky, and I've got one. You know, this is a perfect excuse to get her over. So she left in the morning, and since then, she has not returned my calls or texts or anything. I thought we had a great time. I thought we really connected. And I have not been able to get a hold of her.
Oh, wow.
I feel like after you introduce the dog,
you're in. That's like meeting your parents, bro.
You're in, Mr. Cooper. How did things go at the house? Let me see. Let me ask it that way.
Yes.
I was very respectful, gentleman, the whole time. You know, like, I didn't make any moves that I didn't feel like were warranted, and I asked questions to make sure she was comfortable the whole time. She didn't give me any vibes that she was uncomfortable when we got there, so I was okay to take it slow, but she was ready to keep it going.
Oh, so that kind of answers my question then.
Yeah, like, it's a very subjective term.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, keep it going, maybe stay out for a few more drinks and cruise and hang out for the story, or keep it going Steph Curry's mom.
That's puppy style.
I'm trying to make my own Steph Curry, you know?
3-point shot.
Yeah.
Call bank.
It's open.
Or all net.
You know, yeah,
before we do this, I got to net it up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't have any little Coopers running around.
She wept all over me, bro.
Yeah. All right. So what was her name again, Cooper? I'm sorry.
Her name was Love, which was awesome. I really liked that. I thought, and she was really cool. It fit her personality. She was very loving.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Wow, that's so easy to remember, too, because like, that's kind of my go-to when I don't remember a girl's name.
Hey, love,
you call
him
Love?
Like, MJ, if we didn't work together, we met once, like, years ago.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Kayla, how's it going? It's like, oh, hey, Love. That one, I could just nail it with this girl. I'd be like, she's like, oh, hey, Kayla. I'm like, oh, hey, Love.
Love,
that's what my hoodie is.
All right, well, Cooper, we're going to give Love a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let MJ, Joe, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see what gets you all reconnected, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Okie dokie, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Love?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, hey, Love.
Hey, Love.
It's
hey, Love.
It's the Kayla Show, that's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ right there.
Hi.
Hello, Snookums.
Yeah, my lovey-loveys, my love-love.
What? I love that you're calling me.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so distracted, Love, because I'm trying to find in the system the Stevie Wonder song.
Oh.
Hey, Love.
I don't know that one.
Me neither.
You know, like,
I never heard that song.
Hey Love? You never heard Hey Love by Stevie Wonder? But all I can find is Isn't She Lovely? But
is it?
That's my mom's song, so I can't play that one. Otherwise, it's not going to be a fun second date update. Well, now that you know what's going on,
yes, there's a.
That came out unintentionally. Well, Love, did I mention we're on the air?
No.
We made an outgoing phone call to you. Legally need your permission.
Okay, yeah. You didn't mention that. Okay, I'm stoked.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Lover.
I gotta tell you guys, I love Keola Claus. I love what it represents, and I donate anonymously every time.
Oh, thank you.
I love you, Wav.
I love that you love us.
Yeah. You're a widow wavy.
Yeah.
That's what I call baby K sometimes, not my widow wavy.
Yeah.
But I was like, here, come here, Wav Wav. I used to call him that when he's a baby. Yeah, my, you know, I was like, come here, my wavy boy.
Aww.
Yeah, and then now he's a freaking kid. And so I'm like, come here, dude.
Come here, bud. Hey, boy, come here, man.
Yeah, come here. You used to be cute. Still are cute. But you're not my Wav Wav anymore.
No, no, no.
Yeah, my little bud. Well, hey, Love, we're calling about this guy. You guys went downtown, grabbed some drinks, ended up back at his place. You met his Siberian Husky, because I remember MJ used to have a Siberian Husky.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's Cooper. And when I say he's a dog lover, that is the understatement of the century.
Really?
Well, I don't know, man. I feel like I can rival when people say they're dog lovers. Like, yeah. Joe, you've seen me with Baxter.
Nobody loves his dog more than Keola, especially right. Those dirty ears.
Oh, the dirty ears and the breath is
dang, bro.
It is so bad. But you know what? It's gotten to the point where it's grown on Allie. Now she loves his stinky breath.
Oh, gross.
Well, you know, MJ and Love, it's so embarrassing because when I used to be able to bring him to, when I brought him to studio, but now we got a house with a doggy door and he's got his own yard and he's got Pono to play with, so I don't wake him up at 3 and come to work with me. When he yawned, you can ask Joe because he'd sit right behind me and I still have his doggy bed right behind me right there. He yawned, he goes, and I go right up next in his mouth and go, oh, that's good stuff.
I've witnessed it, bro.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's like
right
you
there.
Took a hit of crack or something, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what I said. If you say he's a dog lover, I think I'd rival that. But what do you...
That's
what
one thing. But this guy, no. This guy loves his dog in a way that I've never seen anybody else do so. Like, you guys don't understand. You just gotta let me tell you about it, okay? Because it's one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me.
Okay.
So, like, he actually will French kiss his dog. But that's not the only thing that happened on this date that was weird.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I've never done that. I've never French kissed Baxter.
Well,
like, everyone's like, I don't want the stank getting into my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is the difference. Because I didn't kiss Marley back. This is when Marley was alive.
Yeah.
I opened my mouth and she licked inside the mouth and just have at it.
Ew.
Affectionately.
Ew.
Say thank you. Don't give me that look, bro.
I think what you're describing is you didn't reciprocate the Frenching.
Yeah.
But the fact that you opened your mouth for your dog to lick inside of your mouth and your inner cheeks and your gums and your teeth. And
I seen Bulaia do it one time, that's why, on his show. And because
I
seen him do it.
He's also a character.
Yeah.
That's not. Bulaia is a guy.
I love Bulaia.
He's a guy that plays Bulaia. I don't know if the guy himself actually opens his mouth.
I love you, Marty.
So he was making out with his dog in front of you.
Yeah, he was making out with his dog in front of me. So the whole reason I went over was to meet this dog, because my favorite dog is Siberian Husky, and I don't remember how that came up, but he was like, I have one. So I was like, all right, well, let's go.
By the way, Love, so you don't fall for it again. That's a classic male dog owner move right there. And that's it. Baxter's gotten me laid many a times, and I love you, boy. And actually, if you want, this was my move back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to take my dog out potty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, do you want to come over, grab a couple drinks? I got to take him potty first, and then we can cruise.
Nice. Yeah. Come into my place, baby girl.
Wow. He used
Baxter,
to.
And he's so endearing, too,
you
Baxter.
Used Baxter.
Are you going to phone my dad?
He gives me a phone all the time.
It's like, this one, this is worthy.
She smells great.
Here, smell my breath. My dad says it's the good stuff.
So he came over. He used the "I happen to have a Siberian Husky. You should come over and meet it."
Pimp move, yeah.
Yeah. When we got to his house, his dog like jumped up, and Cooper like grabbed the dog and held him like a baby, or like they just started licking each other.
So did Cooper lick his face too?
Where did he lick him?
Yeah. What was the dog's name again? Kona.
Kona, I think.
Kona,
yes.
Right?
Kona.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was licking Kona back while Kona was kissing him.
Oh, furballs, bro. I don't want to get hairballs. Siberian Huskies are fluffy.
That's not the only thing that helped him, though. Because then we went and sat on the couch, and Kona came up and sat right in between us.
Oh. And I was like, Baxter does that too.
Okay. So, like, Cooper moved Kona out of the way and started kissing, and then Kona started howling and tried to get back in between us again.
Those are my lips.
He's like, I want in. Yes. Are you going to, ooh?
For real. It was like that. It was weird. And then he moved the dog again, and it happened again. Then we were like, okay, well, guess we got to go in the bedroom and close the door and keep the dog out, right?
Another pit move. So,
Yeah, whatever.
My, how you become enlightened during this conversation, yes. Love, haven't you?
But, it started getting pretty heated. And Kona is outside the door, of course, scratching and howling and being bad. So Cooper stopped and was like, hey, can I let Kona in the room? He has separation anxiety. So I was like, fine, okay, whatever.
Yes.
All I can do is laugh about this, you guys.
Someone Kona just wanted to watch.
Yes.
He's like, oh, Dad, you're doing good.
So he let the dog in, and we continued from where we left off. And we're doing it. And Kona jumps on the bed and starts humping Cooper.
Yeah! Yes, you're mine.
Wait, you guys are, you know, doing the whatever, and then I'm assuming that he was on top. Then Kona hopped on top of Cooper, and Kona was.
Yeah, my turn. Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah, Kona's like, dude, okay, well, since Daddy's wrecking shop, I'm about to wreck shop on Dad.
And he's butt naked too. Yeah.
It'd be like, hey, bro, why you don't take down your pants? Because I gotta cover my own corner.
Yeah, I gotta protect the back, corner, bro.
While I give it to you, he gives it to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard this before.
Oh my gosh.
This is insane. Okay, so you guys are humping while Kona's humping Cooper. Wait.
That's terrible.
What position were you in, though?
I was on my back, right?
Were you in your back, or were you, were their knees involved?
You did it close out.
Everybody jump on the Cooper train.
Yes.
Okay, so that would very much turn me off, yes, I would have to say, yes.
Yeah, but for some reason, I was like, okay, whatever. He pushed the dog off the bed. He gets back on the bed and does it again.
Oh my gosh. He wasn't finished yet, bro.
The best part is when it's just Cooper and Kona not up there, they'd be like, oh yeah, you like that, oh, you like that, you like that. And then all of a sudden, Kona hops up and is like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You're like, man, I don't know what's going on right now. It's more of a gyration than
I don't know if I should scream or howl, bro.
Yeah, and after that, after the second time, he kicks him off the bed again, and then the dog starts humping the corner of the bed. I was like, okay, no, I can't take any more of this. I can't do any more of this. I stopped everything. I was like, nope, I don't want to keep going, and I just went to sleep. And then in the morning when I woke up, Kona was on the bed, rooting Cooper, and the dog was the big spoon. I just got up and left. I just didn't say anything and left, never texted him again, said this is not happening again. And that's what happened.
Oh my god! Wow. That's so crazy.
After coitus, that's bro, like I know women like to be held, so maybe Cooper just need to feel a little held after that.
What? Did you guys get to finish coitus, or was that like abruptly ended?
That was abruptly ended.
Sad. No. Bad for Cooper.
No, I felt bad for her. She didn't get to finish.
Like, pound.
Put me back into the pound.
Well, love, I'm sorry. Cooper's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. He wasn't sure why you weren't getting back to him. Cooper, yes, I imagine if you're having coitus with a woman and then your dog wants to jump in on coitus on top of you, yeah. I can't imagine that the woman would want to continue said coitus.
Y'all are making it out to be some sort of bestiality thing. I kicked him off the bed. It wasn't like I was into it or anything like that. My dog is the alpha. He has separation anxiety. I love my dog. I've had him for like 7 years.
Cooper, there's separation anxiety and pulling out. There's a difference.
I didn't let him stay on the bed or anything. I didn't like ask him to join. He just jumped on because he was howling outside. It's hard to get it on whenever there's somebody, there's a dog howling on the other side of the door too. So I just let him in, figuring he would stop, and he jumped on. He's so young, man. He's like 8 years old. Well, I guess that's not young. But he's still not as calm as other people's dogs are. So he jumped on, and this is the whole reason that I introduced you to him. Love, you said that you like Siberian Huskies. I just should have brought you over. We should have gone to your house.
We should have gone to my house. Yeah, we thought we should have gone to my house, but that was just weird. That gave me the ick. I did not like that. But, like, I just don't like how you interact with your dog. It's super weird, dude.
It's not like we do anything. I'm not dating my dog. You're making it sound so weird. It's People have good relationships with their dog all the time.
And on top of that, sometimes, you know, a dog needs a Scooby snack, too.
That's right, bro. Yeah, it comes from the owner. It doesn't matter, bro.
Sometimes it's just like, hey, man, I see you working your kibbles and bits.
Nice.
I get involved in
this?
Give
it to me.
Cooper, this would be my suggestion, and not being a dog trainer, so I wouldn't be able to give you any advice on that. But you ever thought about getting, like, a second dog? So, like, you know, while you and love or whomever it is that you're with...
Yeah.
Kona would be over there and be like, oh, damn, Hilo. How are you, Hilo?
Yeah, you.
You see Pops over there? Yeah, he'd be working.
Give me the big island.
Oh, my gosh.
Worst case scenario is I get another dog, and he's exactly like Kona, and then I got two dogs trying to get in on the action.
Well, maybe they can be getting in on the action with each other outside the bedroom while you get in on the action with the human being.
Oh, nice.
I need to get a girl dog, is what you're saying, and make sure she's not fixed. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Make sure she is fixed. Both of them is fixed. I mean, one better be like Ziploc tied, and the other one better be shooting blanks.
What do you think, Love? If I got another dog and they did their own thing, you think you'd give me another shot?
Yeah, a good reason to get a dog.
I want to finish what I started here.
I adopted a puppy. Why? So I can get laid.
Yeah.
Well,
That was just really weird. It's going to take me a while to even get over that, because that was just one of the most bizarre things that has ever happened to me in my entire life.
Well, you know,
when you get over it, call me back.
How about this? We send you guys on dinner and drinks again for a second date.
Yeah.
If things get to the level that they got to after the first date, you can go back to your place being Love's place.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper, in the meantime, this is what I've come to find, because true story, and I used to have not quite the same extent problem that you had, but quite a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes, and keep in mind, I had a studio, like a vaulted ceiling studio in Houston.
Nice. Yeah.
Because it was just me, right? And Baxter. But I'd bring a girl home to... And then the problem is Baxter would hop upon the bed and start licking her face. Like,
oh my God. Yeah!
Stop licking!
It's only a matter of time for you to lick somewhere else, bro.
Stop! It got so bad that I'd have to put him in the bathroom.
Oh, no!
Because, you know, once again, it's a studio. Yeah, it's not like a bedroom door's there.
Yeah,
but then eventually, as he gets used to the girl, he stops licking her face. Because I'm not sure if he's just like, you're hurting daddy, or he's hurting you, or what's going on right now. I need to settle down the tension that's happening. You know, so as you guys go out more, Cooper, you slowly start to integrate Love and introduce her to Kona.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when you guys are oofing, Kona's not oofing Cooper. That's a weird request, but yes.
My dog, though, I had a Siberian Husky and German Shepherd mix.
He would hump you while you was humping
you. No. He didn't even care, but when we would lock him in the bathroom, he would tear stuff up. Trim on the door was off, like,
no,
everything.
I had that too. If she was hot enough, it was worth it.
Yeah, it was.
So how about we start off with this, though? We pay for dinner and drinks, Love, and then you guys see where it goes from there. If it goes further, you end up back at your place. Mm.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sorry, man. I can't do that again. I'm just gonna see that in my mind the whole time, I think.
Not your style, yeah.
Yeah.
Traumatizing for sure.
Well, if anything, Cooper Brown, you better get a leash and a harness and then tie it up under the couch.
Put the dog outside, bro.
Yeah. All you're gonna hear is your couch going. And then together you guys can go.
Take it, couch. Take it.